Mustafa Traore, who is an academic and founder with an OpenEye.org. Mustafa, what is it that it's taking people out there on the streets of Paris and elsewhere in France, and that during the holiday season?
Yes, this is the last weekend for the holidays, and as they said it before, when they started the whole movement, that this movement is going to go on until the government decides to do something. And so now in Paris, we've got demonstrations, many places in Paris. So they decided to divide and change the technique they used to adopt to do the march. It means that for the economy, it's not good for the country. It also means that you've got the feeling that the demonstration today is a very strong one, because if you look at all the people who came, it's quite a lot of people who came, who took part in the demonstrations. So it means that the movement is definitely going on. And what Macron has to do now is he's got to negotiate. He's in a very bad position. There's also the what we call the Benalla affair. So it shows to the population, to the French population, that the person ruling, seen as the president, is not fit for the job. Okay? So this is very disappointing, and I think very bad for the French economy. And I'm sure, and this is what I predict, that the movement is going to go on. And the more we come closer to May and April, it's going to be more and more difficult for the government to manage the situation. And definitely the government will have to negotiate. Wow. They will have to negotiate, and if they want to put an end to all the demonstrations, they've got to listen to what that thing the people are asking for, which is the RIC, which is the what they call the citizen initiative referendum. They have to accept this one.
Yes, but Mustafa, we just hear that the government has asked for a nationwide debate to address those issues, but that the protesters have rejected that offer.
Because they do not trust the government. No mm-hmm. one trusts the government anymore. So debate means it's not very precise. If we say, okay, we adopt the RIC, and the RIC is just it's just a question of democracy. This is, in fact, we spoke like 2 or 3 years ago. We used to speak about the Arab Spring. Okay? So this is the European Spring, and what the Europeans are asking is for more democracy. They've got the feeling that their country is not ruled by the people, but by the big corporations, and that they do not decide under different laws. So in fact, they are just suffering their own conditions because of the big corporations, because of the government, of their government, who is not listening to them. So it's just a cry for more democracy. And RIC, I'm not saying it's 100% a good thing, but they are asking for it, and there is a reason why they are asking for it. So we've got to think about that.
Uh-huh. And Mustafa, you said that the longer these protests are protracted, the more difficult it will be for the government, right?
Yes, definitely, because the weather is going to be—it's going to be better. And we know that that's the tradition in France. In May, April, all the demonstrations taking place in France. That this is a habit. This is part of the French culture. When spring comes, you will see more and more people in the streets demonstrating, asking for more justice. Okay? Same thing with the students. Those at university and those at college. Okay? They're going to be going out after the festivities, after the 1st of January, after Christmas. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be more and more difficult for the government to manage. So this is the best moment for the government to say, okay, we accept the RIC, what we're asking for. which is the citizen-initiated referendum, and then we are going to decide on these things. Because what the RIC says that the population has the power to ask for a referendum. And that's the starting point. So if Macron is very clear to her, what should do? Either accept the RIC or dissolve parliament and ask for new elections, so that if he loses the elections, okay, he will be in a situation of what we call cohabitation, okay, which means that maybe a government from a different political party and dealing with that government, so that if that government fails in 3 years' time, he will come back. That's it. That's the only solution. But, yeah, this is the way I see it.
All right. Okay, thank you for your comments, Mustafa. Let me go back to our reporter who is out there in Paris, too, Robert Carter. Robert, looks like, did you manage to relocate? Because we saw in the background that tear gas was coming your way. And also, let our viewers just join in, know where you are and what you've been witness to.
Sure. So, yes, I'm here in Paris, the capital of France, where the Yellow Vest protests have been continuing for the eighth consecutive week. And I'm along the riverfront in central Paris, where the largest gathering of Yellow Vest protesters have congregated and are marching down the riverfront. What's happened behind me just earlier on, in fact, is the police have confronted the protesters, fired tear gas, and have actually put a halt to the progress of the march. We're at a standoff here where Yellow Vest protesters have defiantly refused to pull back up the road here along the riverfront, and the police constantly firing tear gas in an attempt to try and move them back. We have relocated further back up the road. We're downwind, unfortunately, so every time the police fire tear gas, it does get blown our way. Many of the protesters have decided to abandon this end of the march and move back up the road, which is what the police desired, but many have decided to remain. There's a bridge just behind the camera where there's a police line, and there's a large gathering of Yellow Vest protesters who are standing eyes wide with the police there, refusing to move. And then, of course, behind me is where the escalation has really been taking place. Tear gas has been used excessively, and the whole air, there's a chemical smell and taste in the air that's blowing all across the capital here. There are women and children at the protests here. There are some protesters who are perhaps more willing to confront the police here as well, and those are the ones who have remained. So far, the only thing I've seen is there have been some flares lit by the protesters, the ones who have remained. Possibly the crackling of fireworks which could have been thrown around, but I can't verify that 100%. We have been hearing the banging of the gas cylinders that are fired by the police as well. So, you know, there is a standoff taking place. It hasn't escalated too far yet. There hasn't been any massive outbreak of violence or vandalism, for example. The things are holding. But what the protesters are saying, the ones who have refused to back down here, is an act of defiance. You know, they're not backing down. This is a message not just to the police that they're not going anywhere, but also to the Macron government as well. Many protesters here, I believe, feel that if they were to walk away from the police lines any time they fired tear gas, it would be a kind of backing down against the Macron administration, and that's what they're here to basically reject. I can hear some further banging in the background. That's more tear gas. The tear gas is still being fired by the police, and they're still trying to get protesters away from this street, and of course they're refusing. So there could be an escalation here, we're not quite sure. I can hear some screams behind me. I think it's just protesters making some noise, again, in a defiant stance against the police here. So things have escalated since this morning, where it was a lot more quieter from the protesters' side of things. They were moving around to smaller groups. Now they've congregated and come together. I think they're a bit more willing to make a stand and to refuse to back down. One other thing I will say, there has been some hostility we've been receiving from some of the protesters because, obviously, we're from the media. And there's real anger from many of the protesters here, the Yellow Vest protesters, against the mainstream media. And obviously, they suspect that we may be from there. They're more sympathetic to non-mainstream media outlets, of course, like their YouTube channels, for example, but their mainstream media is very much one of the reasons that these protesters are so angry, and they had a massive amount of disdain for mainstream media. So it's not just Macron and his government that they're angry at, it's also a kind of betrayal they feel by mainstream media, which they believe has kind of sold out the people, sold out the true message, not portraying their voice and their views admirably and properly. And we have been receiving some hostility there from that, you know, just rude comments and things like that. Also, there is a refusal by many protesters to speak to us because they're very distrustful of the mainstream media. So that's something to take away from these protests as well. It's not just hostility against Emmanuel Macron and his administration, it's also anger against mainstream Western media platforms, particularly the French national mainstream media platforms.
And Robert, you're lucky. We just see on the background of the pictures that we're getting from Paris, there is this film, this haze, I don't know if it is tear gas and the wind being blown into the crowds of protesters who are trying to walk away.
I'm sorry to cut you off there. I've just been told by a protester who joined us that there's flash bombs being used by the police. So they're escalating again. There's a lot of tear gas being fired behind me, and it's been blowing downwind. The protesters are starting to move now, and they've escalated. They're firing flash bombs to get the protesters moving. So there's an escalation there. I can feel the chemicals coming, so we may have to relocate them. The protesters are firing and moving, so I might relocate. But there's an escalation here, and protesters have actually warned us to move back. So we're going to move, but we'll join you again shortly, hopefully.
Okay, sure. We'll give you time to relocate again and take good care of yourself. Well, that's our correspondent, Robert Carter, who is out there on the streets of Paris reporting for us in the past 3-4 hours. And it's all started. This is the 8th Saturday of rallies by the Yellow Vest movement in Paris and elsewhere in France. Well, it's all started peacefully. In the past couple of hours, there's been some kind of escalation with police using tear gas and flares against the protesters. And we saw on several occasions ralliers who were being exposed to tear gas inhalation. And they tried different ways to avoid it, but looks like they can't help it. The only thing is just to run away from it. And the wind is blowing their way at times, making it difficult for them. But they're standing out there still, and police has not been able to by just resorting to tear gas and firing against people. They stopped using water cannons. Well, maybe protesters would have been luckier if they faced water cannons. They would get harmed less, but they are now facing tear gas that's been widely used by security forces in Paris, as we saw on multiple occasions, the pictures that we're getting live from Paris. All right, let's go to our guest, Mustafa Traore, academic and founder with OpenEye.org. Mustafa, we're just talking about the situation there in France, and that the people are fed up with the economic situation. President Macron gave them some number of concessions, 4 concessions a couple of weeks back, but it looks like that hasn't appeased the protesters. What is it exactly that they want?
Yes, because if you look at the concessions that were made by Macron, technically they're not real concessions, which means that not everyone is going to benefit from the 100 euros okay, he mentioned. He said that it was those who were supposed to get this this money was those who were making the minimum salary, getting the minimum salary every month. But even with that, it's not very clear. Okay, if you do the calculation, we'll find out that just maybe 40% of those making a minimum salary who are going to get the 100 euros. Same thing when he mentioned the pensions. Okay, the money that those who are retired get every month. He said that they're gonna be a rise, but when you look at it, this is not a real rise. And now let's think about where the money is going to come from. If you look at the money for the £100 and the rise in the pensions, okay, if you look at the money, it's just more taxes paid by the poor again. So not the very rich, and this is what the people are asking. They're asking for the very rich to pay the taxes, okay, to pay for the poor. And we live in a system now in France where it seems that the poor, or those who are just average, are taxed, okay, for those who are not making enough money. And this is what the people in the streets want to stop.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think Mustafa could actually make the protesters go back home? What could satisfy them?
I think this is what I mentioned, you know, when you first asked me. I think the only thing now is the adoption of the ring. I'm sure that as soon as the government will say that, okay, we accept the ring, this citizen-initiated referendum, the people taking part in the movement, those leading this movement, will accept to a dialogue, and this will be the starting point. So I think the government has to start with the acceptance of the RIC, and then start the negotiations.
And negotiations with whom? Because, you know, Yellow Vest movement is a grassroots movement, and so far they have had no leaders.
Yes, but everything's going to be possible, I think, as soon as they accept the RIC. If they accept the RIC, if the government accepts the RIC, that is the starting point. At least there's something you can discuss on. At least there's something, you know, you all agreed on. So that's the thing. And even if it takes, let's say, 3 months of negotiation, I'm sure those taking part in the movement will all accept it, because they will know that they've got something, a very strong tool they can use, which is the RIC.
Mm-hmm.
So the starting point is this thing they're asking, and France won't be the first country to use it, because we know that some other countries are using this system. I think Spain is using it, maybe slightly differently, but they're using it. Okay? Belgium is using it. So there are a couple of countries within the European Union using it. So it is something that is possible.
All right. Okay. And still, we have these images from Paris, sirens of ambulances heard. And we wonder how much longer this may go on.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, I'm sure it's going to go on. Maybe differently, but the protests will go on for sure. People want to be to get satisfaction. People are fed up, I think. It's a system that has been going on for more than 20 years now. Okay. Yet, and it became very obvious when we entered when we adopted the euro currency. Okay, so I'm not saying that the European Union is a bad thing. I think that the way it was conceived, the way it is organized, has to change. But it seems that some people don't want to listen to this message, and this is what we are asking for. In my opinion, there won't be any Brexit, because the European Union is France. It started, if you look at the two countries who started this big organization, you had Germany and France. And it was just after the Second World War, and Germany had lost the war. So which means that in this organization, France was in a position of power. So, roughly, in my opinion, the European Union is France. This is the strongest element within the European Union, even if we know that in terms of economy and all this, Germany is a bigger country. But even for the French, the system is not working. And now we are complaining.
Okay, we should your comments and thoughts. That was Mustafa Traore, economic and founder with an openeye.org, who joined us from Paris.